Thank you for bringing us before your presence once again this morning. I'd like us to take a few minutes and appreciate God and tell him thank you for being intentional about my life. Take out a few minutes and tell the Lord, thank you for being intentional about my life. Indeed, we are considering the month of restoration in this month. Can you thank the Lord because it is out of him being intentional about your life that he's even set to restore us as a people and as individuals. Thank you for being intentional about my life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being intentional about my life. Thank you. Grateful people, can you lift up your voice and tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There is no wall, no wall you will kick down,
light you won't tear down, coming after me.
There is no
shadow.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Sivarano Sefina Kabebo.
There is no wall you won't kick down.
No wall you won't kick down. I won't chill down. Coming up to me.
There is no shadow you won't light up.
No shadow you won't light up.
Thank you.
Mountain you won't climb up. Coming up to me.
There is no wall you won't kick down.
No wall you won't kick down. Oh. Lie you won't kick down. Coming out to me.
Lord, we give you praise. We exalt you. We ask that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. We ask that you bless us greatly. And we will be fully restored even to what you have in mind for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you've answered our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Turn to your left, right. Tell the person sitting close to you once again, you're welcome to church. I want to use this medium to appreciate God for the privilege granted unto me. And I want to appreciate our pastor in absentia. Please help me celebrate our Father in the Lord, Pastor Samson, for this privilege. Help me to also celebrate every pastor that is sitting here, all the pastors of Higher Ground Baptist Church. Amen. And help me celebrate yourself for being here this morning. All right, let's trust God for speed and then let's trust God for understanding. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21 to 22. Exodus 13, verse 21 to 22. And we'll also read Joel chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. Exodus 13, verse 21 to 22. And Joel chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. The Bible says in Exodus 13, verse 21 to 22, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 and 26. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and the palm worm and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in Jesus' name. This morning we'll be considering the topic, when there is no covering. When there is no covering. When there is no covering. Now from Exodus chapter 13, where we read, we see how that, if you start from verse 1, how that the children of Israel were leaving the land of Egypt. And there were many things that happened between the time that God communicated to Moses that he wanted to deliver his people, and even what happened in Egypt, and even when they were coming out. So you now discover that God had to do a display to convince Pharaoh that it was time for him to deliver his people. And after he struck the firstborn of the Egyptians, Pharaoh allowed the people to go. And while they were leaving, one of the things that God did to even the children of Israel to show them how intentional he was about them was to make them understand that he was with them. And as a token of that he was with them, what he gave them was a physical conviction that he was with them. And that was what we read in Exodus chapter 13. Because in the day he went with them in the pillar of cloud, and in the night he went with them with the pillar of fire. And the security of the children of Israel, their preservation, was built in this presence of God and this cloud that God was moving with them, such that anything that remained in the movement of God, it means that just like the cloud was moving and just like seasons were changing, because night and day, there was something that God made available to make them understand and know that God is with them. So that presence, or that conviction that they had that God was with them, and that presence, even though the conviction or the token of his presence with them was that cloud that was moving with them, because they had to journey both night and day, because the day cloud was there, in the night fire was there, so that even when they were moving at night, they could still move. And that was to tell them that God was with them. So they kept marching. They kept moving. And that was how they were preserved. So anytime God moved, they moved. And that was their security system. So that cloud that God went with them, those pillar by day and night, was a covering to the children of Israel. And that covering was a conviction to them that the Lord was with them. It was a validation of the presence of God. It was also a validation that these people are my own. Amen. Now, that presence that the Lord went with the children of Israel also gave them an advantage over their enemies. So because the Lord was with the children of Israel, no nation could harm them. Nobody could touch them. Why? Because they were in a covering, such that Israel did not fight because they wanted to win. As long as that covering was upon them, they were fighting because they had already won. And that is also a conviction to us as children of God, that if you belong to him and his hand is upon you, there is nothing that is able to harm you. Such that even if Satan bring his best, even if Satan comes to display on the platform of your life, because you are kept under him, the sun will not smite you by day and the moon by night. Why? Because there's a covering over you. So everyone who came to fight the children of Israel was already at disadvantage as long as there was a covering over them, as long as the presence of God was with them. So turn to somebody close to you, tell him, contend for the presence of God. So everyone who came to them was at disadvantage. In fact, you will now notice in Exodus chapter 14 also, that when they were marching on, God had to, when Pharaoh came with his chariot and they were pursuing them, what God did was to bring the angel of the Lord. If you read chapter 14, the angel that was before them came behind them, and that cloud that was before them also came behind them, such that it was a demarcation between the children of Israel and the children of Egypt. And he made sure that even when Pharaoh was coming, the children of Israel could still march through the Red Sea, because light was available for them, even in that darkness, to march. But darkness was over the children of Egypt, and they could not march on. That was how intentional God was about the children of Israel. More also, if you check Joshua chapter 9, a people discovered that these guys were God's people. And every nation that confronted them, as long as the hand of God was upon them, nobody conquered them. Nobody was able to destroy them. So the people of Gibeon gathered themselves, wore sackcloth, and went and met Joshua. You know, there's a Hausa proverb that said, when you discover the battle is stronger than you, just turn it to a play. So sometimes if you want to fight with your partner, you discover that the person, or in arguments, you now discover if the person you want to argue, but in the long run you discover that the person has more points than you. What do you discover? The person say, let's leave this thing, Joe. You know all those things. So those Gibeonites had discovered that if we confront these people, because they had heard what God had used them to do with all those people who wanted to fight them. So what they did was to surrender. And their surrender, even though it was in deception, what they did was to go to Joshua and say, we are from a far country and this and that. They say a whole lot of things. And Joshua gave them his word. After giving them his word, later he discovered that they were a neighboring village. And what they did was not because they really wanted to deceive him. It was because they were afraid. So you now discover that every enemy of the Israelites were at disadvantage as long as there was the covering of God over the children of Israel. But if you read through the Bible, you discover that any time they are out of that covering, or at any time the presence of God was not in them, there were so many damages. So if you read through the book of Judges, it was a narration of how that the children of Israel, those guys were so stubborn. Did you notice that anytime there was a judge, it looks like they were born again. It looks like they were serious with God. But when the judge dies, what happened is that what they do is to go back to what they were doing before. And God, because God knows how to teach us lessons very well, what he does is to arrange an enemy, because a man cannot truly stay without a cover. It's either the presence of God is covering you, or darkness is covering you. So what happened is that when they left the covering of God, what they entered into was what? The covering of their enemies. And you see, no matter how good a building is, as long as it's Satan that owns it, you will suffer inside of it. So those guys went back. You now notice when the judge dies, they go back. They are humble before, they go back to their sinful way. When God raises another judge, they come back. And did you notice that God had his jealousy upon them, such that if they went under the judgment or under an enemy, when they return back, did you notice that what God will do is to accept them back, and he will not deal with the people for what? Do you not see how intentional God was about the children of Israel? So your safety is to remain in the covering of God. Your safety is to remain in the covering of God. Because no matter how good Satan builds a covering, you will still be afflicted in it. So in that Joel chapter 2, you now notice that it was a time that they had returned. And God was now making them to understand that in the day that you went out of my covering, it was not only you that suffered, it was more like every system of their advantage was taken away by God, because plants didn't even yield. In fact, he was talking about how that the locusts and the cancaum has eaten so much from them, because it was more like they were planting, they were farming, and it was not yielding. And that's because they had gone outside of the covering of God. But at that time when they were returning, so God had to tell them, I will restore unto you all the years I will restore unto you even the ground that didn't yield again. I will restore it. Could it be that there are people sitting here who have left the covering of God, and that's why many things are not working in place? And I have discovered that when we come to church, everybody can maintain steez, everybody can wear suits, anybody can just look good. But if you search our heart, you will now discover that many people, they are heavily laden. I trust Jesus that at the end of this service, by the virtue of you returning into the covering of God, every heavy laden will be lifted in the name of Jesus. So when they return, God had to inform them that he was going to restore unto them all that the enemy had taken away from them. Another thing that I would like us to take note as we progress in today's teaching is also that many damages can happen to a man when he leaves the covering of God. Many damages can happen to a man if he leaves the covering of God. And there's a popular saying that do not bite the finger that feeds you, right? In another way, I am saying that you will not know how vulnerable you are. You will not know how fragile you are until you leave the covering of God. You will not know how vulnerable you are. You will not know how fragile you are until you leave the presence of God or you leave the covering of God. So you now discover that the day a man loses alignment, it is more like, is it okay, or what was happening really? Because you now discover that in less than 3 seconds, Satan can take away what you have built for many years. So you will discover that you think you are strong until you leave the covering of God. You now discover that there is no strength in you to even say no to every temptation of enemy. In fact, what makes you say no to every form of ungodliness is because there is a supply of grace. Are we together? Titus chapter 2, the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching them to what? To say no to every... So it means that your ability to say no, the last time you said no to a temptation was because you had what? Grace. Fortunately, many of us, God has supplied grace to all of us, but not everybody utilized that facility of grace. So you see people falling every day for every kind of temptation. So you will not know how vulnerable you are or how fragile you are until you leave the covering of God. Now, in a clear terms, let's look at what is the covering. Now, one of the things that I like us to look at is what is the covering? Number one, the covering of God is the glory or the presence of God. The covering of God is the glory or the presence of God. So let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 19 to 21. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 19 to 21. The Bible says, "And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child near to be delivered. Now, and when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women that stood by her said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." Verse 22. "And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken." Now, before now, the story was that the children of Eli were messing up in the temple, and the children of Israel also had compromised, so they were faced with battle. Now, when they were faced with the battle, one of the things that happened, because the Lord had already declared judgment, what happened was that God took away the children of Eli, and not only the children of Eli, he took away some of the armies of Israel. And on hearing the news, Eli fell and broke his neck and he died. So, because of all these progressions of news, the daughter-in-law heard it. And what happened was that she went into instant labor. And when she went into that instant labor, when she gave birth, what happened was that when they told her that you have given birth to a son, there was no excitement. Because what is the need of being excited when you give birth to something and there is no covering over it? Because at that particular time, the whole of Israel were exposed. So their tendency, don't rejoice on the day you begin to give birth to things, not as a physical baby, but there is progress and there is nothing to cover it because Satan will still take it. So at that point when she gave birth, she now said that, she named the child Ichabod, for the glory had departed. So you will now notice that what was sustaining Israel, for us to see this kind of progression of death, for us to see this kind of event happening at a time, it is because the glory of God, the presence of God has left us. So she named that child as a symbol of what was happening in Israel. And I have discovered that many times God leaves before the signs leave. Did you notice that God had already left before the ark was taken away? So sometimes, that's why you see, they will say that somebody is anointed. How is it that God has left him but he's still walking in the gift? That's because first, the gift and callings of God is without repentance. And secondly, God will not just take away the manifestation at once. What you discover is that you will just stay at that level, and the truth is that nobody is truly stagnant, because if time is moving, you are not stagnant. It's either you are going forward or you are remaining backward. Are we together? Do we understand that? So the person, you now discover that the gift and the expression of the Spirit of God of that person begin to diminish. The person can no longer see. The person can no longer hear. And I'm explaining maybe a season for somebody that the time God left you, you were still having strength to pray small. But before you knew, you started skipping prayer times. You now discover that you are still operating in gifts. But before you know, you now discover the potency of that gift was reducing. So many times, God leaves before the signs leave. So after God had left, so you now discover that the same ark that nobody could touch except the priest was now captured by the enemy because God had already gone. And because he had already gone, they were able to capture the ark. And did you notice that the ark that was not powerful in the hands of the children of Israel at that time, when it entered the Philistines' place, God had to defend it that this is my own. So the covering of God is the presence of God or the glory of God. Number two, the covering of God is the protective shield of God. The covering of God is the protective shield of God. Job chapter 1 verse 10. Job chapter 1 verse 10. Has not thou made an edge about him and about his house and about all that had on that he had and on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. So you now see the testimony of Satan before God, because what God was doing was that, have you not seen my servant Job? He's blemless. He's living upright before me. So Satan had to even say it and say, it's because there is a covering around him. There is a shield around him. Did you notice that shield of God around Job did not only preserve him, it also preserved all that it had, right? Because at that time that covering was removed, did you notice the kind of damage that happened? In fact, Satan did not just wait that after 24 hours, let me take another thing. You see, Satan is wicked though. No matter what you think that Satan has, Satan does not have mercy. The guy is wicked. So look at how God just removed God. I thought that maybe Satan will use like 1 year to take away everything that Job had. Instantly, he took away poop, his children, took away his cattle. And while Job was still thinking of one, another servant comes in and say it, and say that, this is it. So I'm trying to, this story should teach us what I have already said before now. That you won't know how vulnerable or how fragile you are until God takes away his hands upon you. And that's why I had to begin by telling you that you must guard the presence of God. You must be in the covering of God. So the presence of God is also the protective shield of God. And we also see that from that Exodus 13 where we read how that he went with them in a cloud. His presence was tangible upon them. Having known what this covering of God is, one of the things I like us also to take note is that a man outside the presence of God is an ordinary man. A man outside the presence of God or outside the covering of God is an ordinary man. A man outside the presence of God is an ordinary man. Another thing you will need to take note also is that a covering is also a seal of belonging. A covering is a seal of belonging. So, like in Genesis chapter 1, the seal of belonging that God placed upon man was his image and his likeness. For example, if you check some of our speakers, I think all, you will notice there is something put on it called the trademark. Even though these speakers are the speakers of Higher Ground Baptist Church, it tells you that this thing was manufactured by, what's the name written on it? Royal. So it means that if we see speakers, this kind of speakers misbehaving, you will not accuse Higher Ground. What you will accuse is what? Royal. So an example is that one of my friends went out and his elder brother is a soldier. So the elder brother has one of his camo cap in the car. So VIO stopped him, vehicle inspection officer stopped him. And then he showed them, you know, all these people, you know, if you show them all your papers, they will still want to look for faults, especially if they want something. I mean, if you have experienced something like that, maybe your daddy. When you show them, even though your paper is complete, those guys will still want to extort money. So his paper is complete, but they still want to extort money. And then they said that they are taking his car to the office. So he said, no problem. So what he did was, he don't used to keep the cap on top of front of the car. So he put it inside the drawer. So when the VIO were ready to collect the car, all he did was to wind up, remove the cap, put it on top of that place, and he came out, gave the guy the key, and started walking away. The only thing he told them is that the owner of the car will come for his car. So upon entering the car, when the VIO saw the car, he came out and said, come back. Did you see that? That cap only commanded a kind of restriction. That's to tell you, when Apostle Paul is saying, I bear the mark of the Lord, it means that Satan know who he they touch. Oh, there are certain people, because of the shield or the seal placed upon you, even Satan knows that no matter how I want to walk around this person, I must be careful. And did you notice that time that Balaam was called to curse Israel? They did all they could. They couldn't have them. All they needed to do is that, because they know they were in a covering, all they needed to do, most times, Satan may not attack you directly because you are under the covering. What he does is to make you do what will take you away from the covering. Do you understand? So he will not come and fight you and do this and blow you and box you. All he will do, and then you now notice what Balaam did, was to say, just introduce strange women. Once they start sleeping with these women, what will happen is that they will lose their potency. Even God will take his hand away from them. So a covering is also a seal of belonging. So that covering is to tell them that this one is my own. Amen. So because our topic is when there is no covering, let's look at when a man is in a covering, what does he has? Then we'll now look at what happens to a man when there is no covering, so that we can round up and pray. When a man is in the covering, what does he has? Number one, he has the blessings of God. That man has the blessings of God. Joel chapter 2, verse 21 to 26. Joel chapter 2, verse 21 to 26. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he had given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, and that had dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. Now, did you not notice that when God was saying he will restore, it means that before now, these were things that they were enjoying. But because they had left the covering of God, because they had left the presence of God and they were tormented by their enemies, they lost all of those things. So it was not just that they are suffering. It means that even their cattle, their food, their everything was affected because they fell. I'm still doing a study around the fall of Adam. I'm now discovering, yesterday I was trying to check how that before the fall of man, they were naked. They had no clothes. Do you know that even with this kind of clothes you are wearing, there are some places you will go to that this cloth is not enough to cover you? The first time I went to Jos, the indigent, somebody who stays in Jos, me, I just entered, I still had my clothes on. And also when the guy wanted to sleep, he brought out two big socks and he was putting on. And I said, me, where just come? This guy, where? You know, at least he was born there, he grows up there, and that's his state. If you see him wearing those kind of things, it means that you will need a big duvet to wrap yourself, wrap, and all of those things. But did you notice that Adam and Eve, it was not that there were not seasons, there were not time. But the truth is that they didn't have clothes because there was no need for clothes. So because there was no need for clothes, I'm saying that there are places that this garment that you're wearing, it will not be enough to cover you at that particular time. But you will notice that at this particular time, the children of Israel, when God was now restoring them, because time has changed, and they were not coming back to his side, what he did was to bring back everything that they were enjoying before. And that's why he used the word restore. Because if I'm restoring something, it means that thing was lost before, right? It means that thing was lost before. So he was saying, I will restore. So a man who stays in the covering of God enjoys the blessings of God. So can you search your life and check? Since the time you started becoming lazy with your prayer altars, are there things you've not been enjoying? Since the time you stayed outside of the instructions of God, are there things that you stopped enjoying? Since the time you left studying your scriptures, are there things that you've lost?
So even though you had the prophetic gift, even though you could hear, even though you could see, but because you became nonchalant with your study time, now it's as if the God is not speaking again. It's as if you're not seeing again. It's as if your potency were taken away. The truth is that the strength of whatsoever you have, or whatsoever gift you have, or your strength as an individual is only expressed when you stay in the covering of God. So a man who stays in the covering of God, a man who stays in the presence of God, has or enjoys the blessings of God. So a man who stays in the presence of God or in the covering of God, he not only prospers, his academics prospers. His finances prospers. His health prospers. His family prospers. Why? Because when you were kept in God, when you entered that cover, it was not just only you, but everything that belongs to you, everything that is yours, is also kept in the presence of God or in the covering of God. Number two, when a man is in the covering of God, that man has the ability to do the things of God. That man has the ability to do the things of God, or that man operates in the anointing. That man has the ability to do the things of God, or that man operates in the anointing. So let's look at John chapter 2. John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Can we read verse 2 together? 1, 2, go. Amen. Amen. So let's read well. So after the count of 3, we read 1, 2, 3. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So Nicodemus appeared that night because they had been looking at the life of Jesus. They had been checking him. Even though they claimed that they were the priests, they were the learned men, they were the strong men of that time, they were the bishops, they were the Lord Bishop and everything. But when they checked and saw the result that came out of Jesus' life, he had to sneak in the night. You know, people can be bragging and they say it's fake, it's original, it's fake. At a point, everybody knows what is fake and what is original. So he had to come in the night just to protect his own dignity, or he wanted to maintain his own steeze. And he came, sir, we have such hope that no man can do all these things you do except what? God is with him. Did you notice it was the same testimony for the disciples? They said that we've looked at these guys. They are ill-learned men. But why they could still do this thing is because they had been with Jesus. So a man may not be learned, but as long as he's in the covering, as long as he has a sustained relationship with God, as long as he has communion with God, that man can do the things of God. So even though Nicodemus and his own guys or his own people were the priests, they noticed that for us to be able to have this kind of result, or for somebody to have this kind of abilities, is because God is with that person. Number three, when a man is in the covering, he has the ability to discern and commune with the voice and word of God. When a man is in the covering, he has the ability to discern and commune with the voice and the word of God. Genesis chapter 3,
verse 8. And John chapter 10, verse 1 to 2. So because of time, let me just paraphrase. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 tells us how that the children, the Adam and Eve, had a sustained relationship with God. And they could sense it when God comes and they fellowshiped with God. But on this particular day, because they had lost something, what happened was that when they heard God walking, when they heard God coming in the garden, what happened is that they ran and they went and hid. And the question to God was, to them from God was that, Adam, where are you? Why I had to use the word discern and also commune is that there are possibilities that a man will hear the word of God, but he's not able to fellowship with it. Are we together? For example, one of the simplest examples I can give is that some of us gave our life to Jesus at the age of 20, 19, 25, 26, 30, and so on. But if you search your heart very well, you will discover that that was not the first time you were hearing the message of the gospel, and also they were giving an opportunity for you to give your life to Christ, right? How many of you that the day you gave your life to Jesus was the first day you heard that Jesus loved you, he died for you, and he wants you, and would you want to give your life to Jesus? So you notice that many people many of us had heard about the gospel, but we still wanted to enjoy and fellowship with sin. So even though we were hearing the voice of God, he was knocking at the door of our heart. He wanted to come in. What we're still doing is that, I don't have time. It's not time yet. And unfortunately, nobody knows when the life will be taken away. So at this particular time, they discerned God moving and they went and hid. So a man who has when you check that John chapter 10, Jesus was speaking about him being the sheep and also his followers. He being the shepherd and they being the sheep. And one of the things he made emphasis was that they hear his voice, and the voice of a stranger, they will not what? They will not follow. It means that in the midst of many voices, a man who is in the covering of God is able to discern, and not only discern, he's also able to commune with the word of God or the voice of God. So beyond discerning that God is speaking, there are people who can discern, but they will not commune. And Jesus had already spoken, and he said that a man shall not live by bread alone. Your bread might not just be physical food. Your bread might be your own logic. Your bread might be your own advantages. Your bread can be what you can labor to get. But what Jesus said, that you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes, every proceeding word. It means that you are not supposed, you should not take any step as long as God has not spoken. And I was jokingly telling people that anytime you go outside the covering of God, if you go, God has iodine, he has bandages. When you come back with scars, he will tell you, hey, yeah, bandage you, and the journey continues. So do you notice that many times when you took steps that God didn't instruct, you came back with confusion or you came back with scars? In fact, if you come back with scars, Satan has helped you. He will make sure you come back with wounds. So a man who is in the covering hears him. A man who is in the covering can discern him. A man who is in the covering can also commune with him. It means that at any time God speaks, a man who is in the covering is supposed to be like Mary and say, behold, thy handmaid. His response is supposed to be, Lord, what would you have me do? Because you see, if you go outside of the speaking of God or you go outside the word of God, there are many damages that can happen. So let's look at when there is no covering, what happens to a man? It's just an inverse of what we have said, so that we look at two characters in the Bible. When there is no covering, a man loses the presence of God and the protective shield of God. Hence, that man becomes
a victim of circumstances. When a man is outside of the covering of God, when there is no covering, that man loses fellowship with the presence of God. That man loses the protective shield of God. And that man becomes a victim of circumstances. It means that things that were that couldn't touch you, things that could not penetrate you, cannot come into your life with ease. Why? Because you left a covering. Also, that man cannot contain the blessings of God. That man cannot do the things of God. And that man cannot discern and commune with the voice of God. It's just an inverse of what I listed before now. That man cannot contain the blessings of God. That man cannot do the things of God. And that man cannot discern and fellowship with the voice of God. So as children of God, even that we are gathered this morning, the question is, are you still under the covering of God? Are you still under the covering of God? Because a man can be taken out of the presence of God by the virtue of sin, or a man can deliberately walk away from the presence. So many times, because the word of God is a protective shield over you, anytime you act outside the presence, anytime you act outside the word of God, you are leaving a covering. Because a man is safer in his own instruction that God has given him. You are safer in God's instruction that he has given you. That's your safety zone. So a man can deliberately decide to say, God said this, but me, I will not do it. So he has deliberately left a covering. Because God is committed to preserve what he has instructed, not what you decided to do. So like children of Israel, could it be that there are people sitting here who through sin, they had left a covering, or because of deliberate act, you have left a covering? Because of the sweetness of sleep, you no longer pray, you no longer study. Because of convenience, you discover that you've left a covering. You are no longer potent as you used to be. So let's look at two people in the Old and New Testament. Then we'll pray. So, first, let's look at this lady called Dinah. Genesis chapter 34, verse 1 to 2. Genesis 34, verse 1 to 2. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. So even though this lady was the only daughter amongst many brothers, so possibly why she wanted to go out was because maybe she felt that she needed companions. She needed her fellow ladies. She needed her fellow gender so that she can commune with. The Bible says she went to see the daughters of the land. And she didn't know that when she was leaving that place, what she was leaving was the covering of her father. Because as long as she was in that house, her brothers could defend her. Her father could defend her. There was every structure in place to make sure that this one, if you are a lady among brothers, raise up your hand. Okay. Do you notice that these people, they are well defended? Because no matter how you want to talk, I'll tell my brother, you know, those are languages, daddy. You say, I'll tell my daddy for you, I'll tell my brother for you. Or if you are, you know, it's not always justice for males, but you know, it's not the same thing when you are a male among plenty females. Abi, it's always the lady is more secured when she's among many males, because you know urgent 2K can come, urgent 10K. You know, it has upgraded from urgent 2K, it's now urgent 10K. No, so all those things can come in. The brother can say, "Are you fine?" You can run to the other brother when the other one is not nice. But what happened that day? Dina was not comfortable in the covering that she had. Could it be that somebody, God told you, this is how I have programmed your life to be, but you are looking at the dust of the land. You are looking at your peers. You are looking at people around you, and you are saying that I need to go out. Everything Dina needed was provided in the covering of her father, but that day she decided to go out. Can somebody arrive at the point where you will make a decision that I will not leave my covering because of pressure, because I want to feel a monk? A lady at the age of 18, she was 18, 19, and then they now, you know, in relationship talk, they ask so many questions. They now ask her, "How many relationships have you been in?" She said she has been in 6 relationships. Somebody at the age of 18, 19, 6 relationships. Why were you going from one relationship to the other? That she wanted to feel among that she was in a relationship. I will now say, only God knows how many damages will have happened. At least, even if they did not sleep with her, they had broken that heart 6 times. I know the person that will now come and marry her now has to, there's a psychological fight you will do, because she has interacted with 7 different, may God grant you understanding. So you will not know how to even please her. So anytime you leave your covering, there are damages that can happen. Oh, the first time she left that covering, damage, something terrible happened. And throughout the Bible, her name was not mentioned. Your life is not like every other person's own. And I've told you, some of you, God is so intentional about your life that anybody can cheat in the exam. The day you will try it, they will catch you before you even start. You are saying people are sleeping around, and you say you want to try it. The day you try it, you will take all kind of pills. The baby will still be there. And you know the funny thing is that because your life is different, you don't know how intentional God is. Dinah took that step. Maybe she wanted to take a stroll. She had not even arrived at where she was going. She was taken away. Could it be there are people who left the covering of God, left what God has told you, and you went out, and you have lost many potencies because of time? Because I want us to pray. The prodigal son, under the covering of his father, came and said, "Give me my inheritance." And did you notice that immediately he left the house, it was wastage upon wastage. Wasting, wasting, wasting. A prince who had a crown upon his head now was not just begging for food, but he was struggling for food with swine. Could it be that there are people here who there is a mighty hand of God upon your life, but now you have been reduced to a commoner? People who are supposed to control the spiritual affairs of their nation or of their families have left their altar dusty. And Satan is doing so much harm because you said, "Let me rest." And unfortunately, Satan does not rest. He's always active even when you are sleeping. Oh. Can we have people who will return back to the covering? Because of time, I would like us to pray. Prodigal son left, and you see, it's not everybody's life that we end like Dina. And it's not everybody's life that we end like the prodigal son. Let me explain. When Dina did it, it was like her story was closed. Have you seen people who stepped out to compromise and immediately their life were taken away? They didn't even have time to say, "I am sorry, Lord." But like the prodigal son, what he did was he came back to his senses and discovered that I was made more than this. This is not me. The day I left the covering, many things were taken out of me. There were times that even when they call you about things in the family at home, you could just pray on the phone and things changes. But now you have left the covering, and even they don't even believe your words again. Your potencies have been lost. Some of you, because of sin, you have left the covering. Today is a day to return. But you must arrive at a point where you will say, "Lord, I have left the covering." And that's why we'll be singing, "Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind.
Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
I want to stay in the shadow of your wings. Let it not be that a time will come and I will be found outside, because I know that when I leave the covering, I am exposed, I am vulnerable, I am fragile. Oh, you think that you can say no to sexual immorality? Don't try it though, because you do not know how long Satan has been waiting to have you. Like Peter, he says, Simon, Simon, Satan seeks to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. On the day my strength fell, can you send me grace? Keep me under the shadow of your wings. Spirit of victory, oh, cover me with your wings. Restoration will happen this morning if sons and daughters will return under the covering of the Lord. I will restore unto you the years that the locust has eaten, like the prodigal son. Can you return? Can you return? Come on, us with your wings. Somebody will decide this morning and say, I will go back to my prayer altar. Selekonte uriya masaila vemo kai kai kai. Hey, my altar is calling you, oh God. My altar is calling. Shete kebiate, shete kebiate kebade kaba. Oh, you have been eaten with swine, but there is a crown upon your head. You are a priest, you are not a commoner, but you have been afflicted because there is no copper around you. Oh, I return. My life will not be wasted by the enemy. I return to my prayer altar. I kapa ba 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 ske ito kapeata aimo. He restores, he restores, he restores in the name of Jesus. Seke seke bele kompa aia pa 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 pa. We have 2 minutes remaining, but you can travel, you can travel, you can travel back. Oh my God, shake it, take a bit, Iko Kale, ba 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 ba, shake it, take a bit. I return. My life will not be wasted by the enemy. I will not go out of my covering. I will not go out of my covering. His hand is upon me. His hand is upon me. His hand is upon me. Oh my God. I am not open. I am not exposed to the elements of the enemy. I am covered. Restorations are happening this morning. Jegedeke pele teke preskete ikoka. I mosalapada. I kapa. I kapa bo teles. Silan teke baba babambo. Gifts are being restored. Oh my God. Oh, fire upon your altar. He restores. He restores. He restores. He restores. He restores. Lost abilities, lost potencies are being restored. Come alive. Everything that is dead in you, come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. His hand is upon me. His hand is upon me. Oh my God. His hand is upon me. Selekopa. Subragada gabia teke pelete. Intoska ikabababababa. Kabababababababa. I'm hearing, I'm restoring flames. He's restoring fire upon altars this morning. He will give potency to your world. Oh my God. Like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire. Shekembele, aikababotele. naked. I am not open. I am covered. I am covered. I am covered. Oh, laugh not against me, my enemy. For when I fall, I will rise again. I am rising this morning. I am rising this morning. I am rising this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Bring it down. There is no greater covering that you can have more than putting your life in the covering of God. I am saying that your life is a testimony of many damages and wasting if you are not born again. Oh, you think you are intelligent? You think you are smart? You've been wasting if you have not given your life to Christ. But it's an opportunity for you this morning. Like every other person, you want to say yes to Jesus. My life has been exposed. But you want to say yes, Lord. Can you put your hand up and say, Lord, I give you this life. Is there anybody who is saying yes? God bless you. God bless you. There's somebody raising up his hand here. And wherever you are, you've acknowledged that my life has been wasted. Oh, I have not fully submitted myself to the Lordship of Jesus. Raise up your hand. Counselors, there's one person here. Please raise up your hand. Our time is fast spent. Wherever you are, just raise up your hand. Raise up your hand and say, Lord, I want you. I want you at all costs. In your fullness and glory. Wherever you are, you are saying, I want Jesus. Put your hand up as the Lord put his covering over you. All the years that the enemy has wasted, he will restore strength. He will restore strength. He will restore you. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Those people that rose up your hand, just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept you today. I acknowledge that my life has been open without you. But today I come to you. Cancel my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. Today I decide to follow you wholeheartedly. Give me grace to follow you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can we celebrate the Lord for these ones that he has brought into his fold? And Lord, we thank you for everyone here. We thank you for what you have done this morning. We ask that everyone who has been out of your covering, we ask that they, even as you have called us to return, we ask that let grace be supplied in the name of Jesus. Grace is supplied in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you've answered us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.